For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Having kindness to reveal unto us who you are. We don't know you as we ought to know, and that is why you send your Holy Spirit to speak to us and reveal yourself to us through him. And so this morning we have a privilege once again to hear your word. Oh Lord, we pray that our eyes will be open that we can see, that our ears will be open that we can hear, that our hearts be open that we can understand, believe, so that we can become what you want us to be. We love you, Holy Spirit. Speak through us and touch our lives. Use this vessel of clay and manifest yourself practically unto your people, that they will not see a man standing before them, but they shall behold your glory as the bright light of God shining and opening their eyes and revealing yourself unto them. Let the sick receive healing. Let the weak be strengthened. Let the blind see. Let the deaf hear. Let the crippled skip up and jump. Oh yes, let the sinner live here transformed as a saint. For only you make a difference in man's life. So speak to us, Lord, and touch our lives. Change our destinies and make us yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. Welcome somebody to church. Say, welcome to church. Say, God bless you for coming to church. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. The book is called The Acts of the Apostles. Why are these the acts, the actions, the works that the apostles did? Hallelujah. The apostles, those who followed Christ, after Christ had left, what they were able to do with their lives is what is recorded in the book of Acts. So Acts means that they, how they acted. Do you understand? How they were able to act or live the rest of their lives. So the acts of the apostles being the works that the apostles did through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ordinary carpenters, fishermen, tax collectors, you know, ordinary people, as they followed Christ for 3 years, their lives were transformed. And they could do something that by their naturalness, they couldn't have done. There was something that came into their lives that changed them And so they started acting in certain ways which were different from their. Locked it. Hallelujah. They were able to do something with their lives, which was not the way they used to live that their those lives. Are you here? Go home. So the whole book is dedicated to the things that ordinary people who followed Christ were able to do when the anointing of Christ came upon them. The Lord is going to anoint you to have acts. You do acts. You do things that you never thought you can do through the influence of the Holy Spirit and their knowledge of God. When they learn from God, from Jesus, the things of God, they began to act and do certain things which they never thought they could ever do in life. Hallelujah. Are you here or gone home? Your life is going to see different acts. By the time you leave this world, you have done a lot of good acts. Now, when we are recording your story, you say that when he was 50 years ago, he was this 60 years ago. But when he became a Christian, these new things began to happen in their lives. That's why the whole book called The Acts of the Apostle, the works. The works they were able to do. Your life is seeing a change in your life. The Holy Spirit empowering you to begin to do acts. Say, I shall do acts. One day it shall be said of me, the acts of Romeo Siamenza. Mention your name, you are going to do great acts. Great acts. Hallelujah. The acts of Yandombe. Sure. It is going to be powerful. So now let's see what they were able to do. Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer to pray. Those are one of the acts of the apostles. They were people who loved to go to prayer meetings to see a change in your life from where you used to be and where you are today. You need to be a person of prayer. Hallelujah. Are you here? These are the acts. Because before they knew the creation, Jesus, they didn't know how to do. They didn't know how to pray. But when Jesus Christ taught them how to pray, and that's what I've taught to the past 2 months, how to pray. Is it not true? Having know how to pray, then what are the acts that you must use your prayer life to do? So I'm waiting for you to see your acts. Therefore, if you know how to pray, then you must have acts. Acts must follow your prayer life. Hallelujah. So what happened in the next verse? As they were going to pray, Bible says, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask of alms of them that entered the church. From the mother's womb, a man had been lame. So they wake up in the morning. Well, the only thing they could do is that they carry him to the entrance of the church. Because there's a general presumption that the people who are coming to church, they will show compassion and give him something to live his life on. Hallelujah. Remember Acts of the Apostles. their works. So as Peter was going to pray, he has to do something. So the Bible said that as they lay daily on the bed, the next verse 3, and seeing the apostles, Peter and John, about to enter the temple, he asked of alms from them. Remember, we are talking about the Acts of the apostles. So, the apostles, those who have followed Christ, others were coming to church, all right, to pray, but they're also coming to pray. And are you there? So, as the man saw, he was asking them for alms, because everybody who passed by, they were receiving alms. Now watch. And Peter, understanding that he's no more Peter the fisherman, after following Jesus for 3 years, and after learning how to pray, he said, look on us. Look to me. I'm a fisherman. Who do you think I am? Look at me. Look at us. So the man also said, okay, if looking at you will give me money, why not? I'll look at you. So he looked on them. And then verse 5. He gave head to them. That's he looked at them, expecting to receive something from them. From who? Peter, James, and John. Who were going to pray? Apostles. They were going to pray, and they have seen a man who's looking up to them to give them alms. Something. I want to know that there is a high expectation of people's destiny linked to you. You must know who you are in Christ. You are an apostle of Christ. We must start seeing your acts. Because until you begin to manifest as a true disciple of Christ and know your duty as a disciple or apostle of Christ, you cannot impact people's lives. And God expects you to represent him to impact people's lives. So the whole Acts of the Apostles are how God used ordinary men to represent him, through whom he did miracles, signs, and wonders. Your life is going to do signs and wonders. As the Lord has called you to this church, I speak to you by the Spirit of God, that God expects you to rise up and do acts for him. He's going to be with you and be in you and manifest himself in you, and you are going to do wonders. You are going to change people's lives. You are going to change people's destinies. Everybody is destined by the Spirit of God. Hey, Priscilla, look at me. Don't look at the person who's coming. Hallelujah. He gave it expecting to receive something. I want to know that there are people who are expecting to receive something from you. Your mother is expecting something from you. That you are in Accra. They are expecting something from you in Accra to come to village and build me a house. They are looking up to you. Don't be staying in Accra only making fun for yourself and be happy. People are expecting things from you. You are not just ordinary member. You cannot follow Christ and become ordinary person. And God expects you to begin to think that you are not as ordinary as you think. And therefore, you must start manifesting who you are to the world. There is an endless expectation of the world looking for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 13, 28 or so. Listen, I want you to understand, as you are sitting down here, you are not ordinary person in the sight of God. You might have come as a fisherman. You might have come as a porter. You might have come as a houseboy or house girl. But God is telling you that you are more than who you are. If only you know who he is to you. If you know his names. Hallelujah. So, the Bible said that, verse 19, there is an earnest expectation of the creature. It's waiting for the manifestation. Manifestation means that you must show forth who you are in Christ. If you don't manifest who, what you have known from Christ, what you have read from Christ, what you have followed and received from Christ, Agana, people expecting, what have you become since you joined the church? So that your blessing will be a blessing to me. Your life blessing is connected to people's destinies. They are waiting for you to start manifesting the glory and the power and the knowledge you have in Christ. If you say you have followed Christ for 3 years, if you say you have been a member of this church, there is an expectation from your family or from the world that somebody's whole life salvation is linked to you inviting a person to church. Are you here? So Peter thought that as he was a fisherman fishing, he didn't know that his destiny, his ministry, his anointing by following Christ is linked to this man who was 40 years old and he was still being carried from to come and beg. There is a beggar who's counting on you for you to come and help him or her. There's a poor boy who looking up to you to come and pay his school fees for him. There's a lady who's crying that you come and marry her through the blessing God has blessed you in the church. Are you here or go home? So back to Acts. Say Acts of the Apostle. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something from them. Never forget the scripture. How many know that when on Sunday, you come to church, you are expecting something from me? Yes. That is why I must come as an apostle to touch your life. Because I know that my preaching and my teachings, it is going to affect your life. If I don't preach certain message to you, your life can never be transformed. Always know that people are expecting something from you. Expecting something from you. Now watch. As they were expecting something, what did they give to him? Then Peter said, the apostle, remember we are talking about apostles, the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, the apostle, said unto the man who was expecting something from them, he said, silver and gold I don't have. Life is not all about money. Your ability to impact people's lives is not about money. Any lady who expects a man to give you money before you say yes, you are a product being bought, but you are not a wife. The person is buying you like he's buying television. You have made yourself a product being bought from the market. You are like a high sense television to the person. Because what you are expecting the man is that he had to give you money to exchange your love to the person. You are barter trading your body with money. Because that's what you are looking for. That is why you will never be blessed if money is your focus in life. Acts of the Apostles, it says silver and gold
we don't have. But what we have is what we want to give to you, which is far better than silver and gold. And what did they have? In the name of Jesus. That's all. That's all that we have. We don't have money, we don't have anything, but we have something which is more valuable. And that something is in the name Jesus. The name Jesus. The name Jesus. The name Jesus carries a transforming destiny of people. And I don't want to give you silver, which when you use it, it will finish. I don't want to give you gold, which will corrupt, but I want to give you something of a higher value. Something that anywhere you use it, it works. And the thing that I can give you is that Jesus. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and just walk. He said, not walking you need. If you can walk like I'm walking, can't you work the work I'm working? So why don't are you asking for gold and silver? What cannot make you to walk? So sometimes you see that even the things we pray for are foolish things. Things that doesn't change your destiny. But that's what you are asking for. I want you. I want money. I want dress. I want this. And God said, look at my people. They don't know that there is a name when they invoke. It brings everything they need in this life. Hallelujah. That is why, you see, for the past 2 weeks, I've tried to explain to you the names of God. That when you can invoke those names, it changes your destiny forever. For you to impact, for your very life to be impacted, and for you to be able to impact other people's lives through the blessings God has given to you, you need to know the names of God. So that at any point in time, you know what to apply to handle the situation that you are facing. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? Imagine Peter didn't know the name of Jesus. How would it have impacted the life of this cripple? 40 years. That is why I know that there's power in the name. It's not we have a song like that. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. To do what? To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I see every chain in your life being broken. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? You see, until you know the name of your God, you will still be hell. That's why I like that guy. So your word you speak, 10 things around your arm stretch hand has lifted me. You took away the chains and cords that held me back. You see, the young man that was 40 years old, he was held bound by the chains of Satan, and there was no money could solve it, no doctor could solve it. An apostle appeared with a name, and when he applied that name, certainly, Bible says, certainly the feet started getting energy, strength entry. I pray that from today you will know this great name. And may that name impact your life. And may that name change your destiny. Everywhere you have been held bound, every family poverty that has bounded you, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. Every sickness you have found, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. There is a name that you need to know. You don't need silver. You don't need gold. You only need to know that you have a name. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? I pray that you will understand what I'm teaching you today. That is why I'm taking my time to teach you the 12 names that you need to know. So that like Peter, you may not have silver. You may not have gold. But through the name, you will see miracles happening to your life. You will see different transformation. You will see manifestation of the power of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 12 names that every Christian must know. Number one, Elohim. 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 You know Elohim? You know what it means? The God who can create things. Things may not be there today. But if you know that you have a name of the Lord, you know that in the next 5 years time, you'll be driving your own car. You know that in the next 3 years time, you'll be building your own house. Because Jehovah, the Lord who is Elohim, he is able to create new things in your life. New things. That is why if you are worried just to try this day, which is not nice, don't worry. It's a matter of time. The creator of new things will create new things in your life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When we all started, we didn't have anything. It's Elohim who's creating things. You will never be poor from today. I see Elohim creating new things. Hallelujah. Number two. El Shaddai. Can you use this name? Do you know God as El Shaddai? When you have a challenge in front of you, like Peter, can you say, it's not about silver, it's not about gold, but it's about this issue, this issue, this issue. It's about the name El Shaddai. For 99 years, Abraham didn't have a child. And it seemed as if everything was over. But the Lord appeared and said, Abraham, you know what? I am El Shaddai. Genesis 17 verse 1. Oh, may he be an El Shaddai to you. No matter how long it has taken, El Shaddai. If you know him as El Shaddai, he will create, bring new things in your life. Every promise God has given to you, every covenant, God is able to fulfill. There is nothing called too late for him. If you know this name, you won't give up in life. Do you know why people commit, suicide? Because they don't know the name El Shaddai. Their trust is in their boyfriends. So when that boyfriend disappoints you, it's like, I can't live again. I must die. Oh! Only one foolish boy has disappointed you. Only one. And you are forgotten about the name El Shaddai. That the God who is able to bring to you. Oh, yes. I had a lady who was 41 years old. It's like she has passed her age where people propose to you. Expired. Because the beauty of a woman is between 18 and 25. When you cross 25... Yes. Yeah. When you pass 25, 28 to 30, your beauty is gone. You need El Shaddai to come in to bring what is you need. Otherwise, you won't have it. No, because you need to know that as you are crossing your 21, another one is moving from 17 to 18. So fresher ones are joining the group. Fresher ones. There is a book written by a certain Ghanaian writer called Eikwe Ama. The title of the book is that the beautiful ones are not yet born. Yes. 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 So, if you are crossing, you see, because at a certain point that you were very beautiful, attractive, flowery, smelling nice, the bees were coming around you, and you blow from them. Then you cross the line to 28 to 30. No, you have to ask yourself, at the age of 30, which of your classmates do you think is not married after that? Almost everybody has gotten married. Because see, at the time they proposed to you, you didn't mind them. And so they looked down and they started selecting. And you have about 25 boy classmates. If this one case I don't like, then they pass. They move to another girl, they choose. This one happens. So all of them has passed you and they have gone to marry. Who else is coming to marry you? Uh-huh. You need El Shaddai to come in, to come and help you. I see El Shaddai helping all those who have crossed their age. Hey! Yeah. See, that is why we are saying that if you know the name, that this is the God I serve, El Shaddai, you will tell us that even though things seem to have delayed, El Shaddai has a way to bring new things to my life. Hallelujah. Father, release men to come and marry all my daughters in the church. Even if they are 45 years, Lord, send a man to come and marry them. For you are El Shaddai. You know how to bring to them what they have been praying for. Hallelujah. Number three is what? Huh? What is number three? Jehovah. Isn't that true? Yes. Jehovah. Jehovah. Or the Hebrew call it Yahweh. Amen. So Yahweh, God appeared unto Moses. Remember the biblical story and the timelines. You see, you need to understand the Bible from different. So when the timeline, when God appeared unto Moses, we are talking about 430 years when he met Abraham and told him his name was called El Shaddai. 430 years later, God appeared to Moses and said, I made a covenant with your fathers that when you are in trouble and you call upon me, I will come. Your fathers are dead and gone, but I can't forget the covenant I have with them. I'm here to fulfill that covenant. My name is Jehovah. Hallelujah. And so I want all of us to understand that God will make sure that, you know, sometimes it's even either you created a covenant with God for the benefit of your generation yet unborn, or somebody did it ahead of you, and whatever you are receiving is as a result of the person's service to God. Hallelujah. I can say that my grandmother was the one who might have had a covenant with God. And through her, I got to know God. Remember, Paul was speaking to Timothy. He said that your mother, Lois, and your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. So see, he had a grandmother who knew God. Her mother knew God. That is why Timothy began to know God. And eventually he became an apostle that Paul raised. So sometimes that some people become the pioneers of a covenant with God. As if you came
and nobody had a covenant with God, you can become the new covenant in your family. Hallelujah. That is why you have to give your life to Christ and learn and follow God, so that certain blessings, even if it doesn't come in your lifetime, you will be sure that it will come into the lifetime of your children. Or some of them will go to your children's children. Hallelujah. Now imagine the high school fees is that today. So imagine what your great-grandchildren will suffer when they go to school. So if you don't bring certain blessings in the family now, the family business or family's inheritance will multiply before those children come. They will come and meet the problem that you met, a small portion in your generation that you couldn't solve it. They will come and solve it. They will have a face more difficult times in their generation. But thank God that we have Jehovah, who always remembers his covenant. May God remember every covenant he has made with your father, with your mother, who might have prayed. There are some women, they used to be all that they did, they pray for their children. Pray for their children. You were a very bad boy, but your mother was always praying and fasting and praying. She said, this mother cried, every day, church. Why, every day, prayer. You didn't know that he was praying to save your life. That's how to remember people and honor them. But God is Jehovah. Say amen. Number four, I am that I am. Somebody say, I am that I am. You see, we are reading the Bible from English version, English translation. But in Jew, in the Hebrew language and the Greek, they have all these names that they use there. But the people couldn't know how to translate Ihaya at Jesus, the name of God. They didn't know Jehovah, who is this? Elohim said God. So when you read the Bible, we only see God. But in the Hebrew language, they have all these words. And when they mention the word, they know the meaning of those words. That is why they were not joking with names. God told Abraham, he said, your name, Abraham, it limits you from because. So I want to give you a name. Because a name means more than the pronunciation. Hallelujah. And so, based upon the name you had, then you experience certain things. Remember when Jacob was praying with the angel? He asked me, what is your name? If you want to bless me, what is my name going to do for me? But you see, we don't understand what it entails to have a name. But the Jews, they understood the word name. When you say name, they are sure they want to know what is the meaning of this name. But we are you, we just, even our children, we name them by heart. Oh, I have a friend who was in school and I like him, so I give him my son's name too. Meanwhile, you know, that friend guy is a very stubborn boy, or he was a drunkard, or he was a humanizer. Then who did not talk so? Now, when you know, Pema, I said, because you have given a name, that's a said. But what I want to say, in those Hebrew language, they have this different El Shaddai. So when they are reading the Bible, let's say, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, they don't read that in Genesis chapter God. So they know Elohim. When they get to Genesis chapter 17, they don't read the name Elohim, they read El Shaddai. So they understand different names, but it is English translation that has changed everything and made it simple. One, God. And that's why we are struggling to understand God. But when you know the name and you mention that name, you invoke the powers linked to that name into your life. Hallelujah. So we see in Exodus 13, in Exodus chapter 13, verse number 13 to 14. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and they shall say unto me, the God of your father has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? Can you imagine? What is his name? When let me preach, chapter 3, with Michael chapter 13. I hope the Facebook is coming live. Eh? Gentlemen, I hope it's coming. You are working on that, it's not coming. You know, my church service members is not only you. So the people out there, how do they understand what I'm teaching? So I'm wasting my time here. Yes, yes, yes. There are people whose destiny is linked to the preaching and preaching, and they are not here. They are watching it live somewhere. And you are sitting down here messing things up. Exodus chapter 3. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, you say you have chosen me, you go and deliver this. So when I go there and they ask me, what is God who say he has sent? What is his name? Is it because the Jews understood names? So Moses said, if God they ask me, what is your name? Which God sent you? You have to give me a name that the people know who you are. Because if you don't give me a name that the people know that it is you, they will say that you didn't send nobody. The Bible says, who sent me is not you. So give me a name so that when I go and the people ask me, God, your God of your father, the God of your father Abraham, Isaac and Jacob is the one. Because remember I told you that this story is 430 years after. Many years, generations have come and gone. But the people wanted to be sure that what Moses is saying is true. That they have met the God of our great, 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 great grandfather, which we have read. But we need a name that will make us convinced that he is the one who sent you. Otherwise, we can't follow you. Hallelujah. What is his name? And what shall I say to them? 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, when you go and mention that I am that I am has sent you, they will understand it. Ehaye, Ashe, Ehaye. When you go, say, who has sent you? Ehaye, Ashe, Ehaye. They will believe you. They will believe you. Because they know that this is a special name that is not used by anybody apart from the God of our fathers. So we want to be sure that the person we are following is a person sent by God. That is why you see, you need to, for even to identify a man of God to follow, you must know what name the person is coming to teach you with. What name? Because you can't just follow anybody because the person says he's a man of God. So if you don't understand the name, I share, what do you call it? I share. And you don't know this God. You don't know the God you are following. And then the man of God meet you on the street and said, I saw your grandmother, this, and I got it. So follow me, then you are just follow the person. Somebody don't know the God he's serving, you just follow the person. And many people are falling victim of that. That is why they wanted to be sure, because after 430 years, we can't follow any foolish person. The man who is going to propose to you, what is the name of God that is coming to lead you for the rest of your destiny? He doesn't have any name. He said, I only saw your buttocks and your breasts is nice, so I want to marry you. And these words, you give your whole life to follow this person. What future do you have? He didn't come with any name. He just came because he liked your hairstyle. So the day you remove your hairstyle, what happens? Hallelujah. So God was revealed to Moses in a different way. He describes as I am that I am. That is the God who is existing. Eh? He is not a God who is today and his tomorrow is gone. He has been. He is the God, an everlasting God, a living God. Forever and ever, he has been the same God. He is the God who spoke to our fathers and the God who is speaking to us today. We don't want to make a mistake and follow other God. So when you tell them that I am that I am, I don't change. I'm the same from the beginning. That is the God who has sent you. The people will believe me. And they will follow you. Because and they will follow you. Because they know that I don't change. It's a God who doesn't change. And it's not because of your trouble that will make God not a God. He's an unchangeable God. He exists. If you don't believe that God exists, I want to know that God is exists. How old have you been on this earth that you say God is not there? How old? Just 25-year-old boy said there's no God. Do you know how long this earth has remained? And you just come and say that there's no God, so I won't go to church. You are there's no stupid person on earth. Sometimes you have people talk about you. How long have you been in this world to know that there is nothing called God? What have you known in life? How did you come from a mother's womb? How did you appear? What do you have that you say that there is no God? When you grew, you realized there's something called ground. Where did the ground come from? You saw there's a moon, there's a star, there is this. Who created all these things that you said there is nothing called God? Where did it come from? And there's an existing God. God exists. Ihaye, Ashe, Ihaye. Hallelujah. I am that I am. May you know this name. So that nothing will stop you from following God. See, when you don't know that God exists, that's why he said, oh, there's no need to go to church. There's no need to pay tithe. There's no need to do because you don't know that God exists. If you are conscious of the fact that God exists and God rules in the affairs of men, you'll be afraid about God. You'll be afraid about God. Hallelujah. Ihaye, Ashe. Never forget this name of God. That he exists. Nebuchadnezzar thought that he could rule the world without God. God showed him that, my friend, I want you to know that I exist. And I rule in the affairs of men. Yes. He made him to become animal. Before he knew, he was eating grass in the bush. You play with God. He will turn you to become an animal. You'll start eating grass. And you'll be shocked that God exists. Yes. He wrote a personal letter to the whole world. When you go and read his letter. Daniel chapter 4. It's a personal letter from Nebuchadnezzar. Write it down. When you go, I don't have time to teach you. Daniel chapter 4. When he came to his senses, the Bible says he wrote a person, said, I, the book of the king, to all people, to all nations, to all languages, and all that dwell on earth. Say, what I've been through. When I thought there is no God, the way this God had dealt with me, you know, I realized that he has it. So to all nations, to all people, to all kings, because I've been a king before. So you sit there and say there is no God. The day God will show you who he is, you know that he's Eshaye, Ashe, Ihaye. Hallelujah. May you fear God. Because he exists. And he can punish you. God can kill you now. Oh yes. Now he can kill you. So that's why we have the call. We call the spirit of the fear of God. That's wisdom. So because you know God exists. And his eyes are watching everything you are doing. And so you are careful the way you live your life. That this Ishaye, Ashe, Ishaye. Before you know, Jack, be careful. God exists. Say amen. The next one we know is that Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi means that God who is victorious, one who make you a victorious person. Victorious. You are able to overcome all challenges of life. Because Jehovah Nissi will make sure that no matter the battle you are going through, you are his banner. He is your banner. You will win the battle. I say you will win the battle. No matter what it's, we are fighting, don't be afraid. Don't give up. Continue to have your hope and your trust in God. You are already an overcomer. What you are going through is only a little process you are going through. But you are already an overcomer. Because Jehovah Nissi will be with you. And you shall raise up his banner like this. His banner over you will be a victorious person. If you can remember this name. When you are going to, you have a contention with anybody. You don't get afraid. Because you know that at the end of the day, you will raise up the banner of Jehovah. May God help you to raise up his banner. We see, because God takes pleasure in victories of his people. God wants to make sure that his people win every battle. Remember David, when he went in 1 Samuel chapter 30, when you go can read it. He said that when he came, they have taken over everything from his house, including his wives. They asked Jehovah Nissi, shall I pursue? Would I recover? God said, oh, they are already yours, Christ. Just follow them. Wherever they are going, they are stuck in the middle of the road. You will recover all. And when he followed and he went, the people who had gone far, they were stuck. They couldn't go far anymore. That's Jehovah Nissi. He has stopped them along the way. And then David came to take over his wife, his children, everything, collected everything, and brought back. I pray that God will help you to receive anything Satan thought he has taken away from you. Nissi, he will be with you. He will cause you to recover. I see God causing you to recover. Nobody can steal from you. The people have come to steal our, what do you call it? Air condition. Oh, God is dealing with them. We'll mind them. We will be here and then they will come and give testimony to the glory of God. So that we shall raise up the banner of our God. May you raise up the banner. That is why there's a song. Hey, Priscilla, are you with me or you're not with me? The way your mind is, you're taking somewhere. Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It shall not suffer loss from his army shall he lead till every foe is vanquished. We don't know that song. And Christ is Lord in the... We see, this song, but we don't understand it. Do you have the lyrics there so that they can read it? Says that, please. Says stand up, you soldiers of the cross. Lift up his royal banner. It shall never suffer loss. If only you can raise up the royal banner. If only you can raise Jehovah Nissi. If only you can call him Jehovah Nissi. And raise up his banner. And you know that this banner means victory. It will never suffer loss. I declare that you shall never suffer loss. Jehovah Nissi. You will always raise up his banner. You will triumph over everything. Anybody who thought he has cheated you in life, God will help you to recover all. Jehovah Nissi. You will see that he's a truly Jehovah Nissi. You will never suffer loss. He will raise up his royal banner. From victory unto victory, his army he shall lead. The Lord will lead you. I said, the Lord will lead you so that you can celebrate him. Hallelujah. See, when you know God is Jehovah Nissi, you will not be disturbed too much when people are contending with you. Because you know that at the end of the day, you are the winner. Bible said that in all things, we are more than conquerors because of Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. You are going to be more than a conqueror. You have a reason to celebrate the Lord. That is why, when your marriage is going through turmoil, don't leave the marriage. Because see, Satan brought it just to disturb your spirit. But you know that as God stands with you, you will lift up his royal banner. You will never suffer loss. But see, it is in the midst of these that people give up. Because I can't bear it anymore. The reason that you have forgotten about the name Jehovah Nissi. If only you can remember the name. That is why I love the scripture in Psalm 20 verse 7. Psalm 20 verse 7. Never forget this scripture. Psalm 20 verse 7. Please open. Somebody's coming. Psalm 20 verse 7. Okay. He said that some trust in chariots. Some trust in their beauty. Please watch me. Watch me. Don't bother. You are not an usher. Okay. Sister, look at me. Ushers will direct the person to where to sit. Not you. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. Some trust in their beauty to get a good wife, husband. But it doesn't make you a good wife. Some trust in the family they come from. Some trust in their certificates. Some trust in the school they went. But remember, as a Christian, if these are the basis on which you are trusting your life, it will not work. But he said that, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That is where your victory lies. I said, that's where your victory lies. Your chariot cannot win you a battle. Your horse cannot give you the speed of life. Because some people think that it is my horse can run. Your horse can fall. The race of your life, you can fall in the middle of a pit. It's not to the sweet. If only you can remember that I have Jehovah Nissi on my side. And I will pursue to recover. I will have patience. Even though I'm trembling, I'm not going, I'm staying. Because at the end of the day, I want to see Jehovah Nissi, his royal banner. I would hope to lift it up like this and sing the praise that God has. How do you win a battle without going through prayer? You have to go through. Hallelujah. May Jehovah be a Nissi to you. Know the name Jehovah Nissi. Don't give up. There are some work that you are in. Don't run away from the work. At the end of the day, God is working things out. He will cause the person who is disturbing to be removed so that you will sit on that throne and you become the chief executive officer of that company. But today, your salary may be very small. Allow Jehovah Nissi to work things out for you. Hallelujah, somebody. I say hallelujah, somebody. Would you remember the name Jehovah Nissi? That's how we have to remember. So we will remember the name of our God. What name do I need to apply at this time? What name? Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. May you raise up his banner. Hallelujah. That is Exodus chapter 17, 15 and 16. And Moses built an altar and called the name Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalekites and generation to generation. Hallelujah. Now let's go to number 6. Jehovah Jireh. The which we have been singing in this church for a long time. Is it not true? Jehovah Jireh. Jireh is G-I-R-E-H. Jehovah Jireh. What happened that Jehovah Jireh came in? In Genesis chapter 22. In Genesis 22, we know the story of Abraham. When God told him to go and make a sacrifice of his son. And the Bible says, he went for 3 days' journey. His son asked him, Daddy, the wood is here, the fire is here, but where is the lamp? Where is the lamp? Say, where is the lamp? Hey,
You say we should make sacrifice.
And why, what land are we going to give? Genesis 22, verse 8. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Oh, you're already tired. You don't want to listen to the message again. Verse 8. You are waiting for Chikeno. Isaac, verse 7. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? I mean, if your son look at you and say that, this is the fire, this is the wood. But where is the sheep? You look and say, you are the sheep. He will run away from you. And verse 8, Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Wow. You know, many of us, when it comes to some needs, financial needs, some physical needs, we easily give in. Do you know the reason some young men are not married? Because they are thinking because there's no money. Benjamin, how old are you now? Huh? Benjamin, I'm talking to you. Don't concentrate on it, Lily. How old are you now? 30. So are you not ready to marry? Huh? Please, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Benjamin. Don't you want to marry 30 years? So why are you not married? Please. Jim Benjamin, I'm asking a question. Why haven't you married? 30 years. Why haven't you married? Huh? Money. Yes. I know. But you see, your body cannot stay. Whether money or no money, your body doesn't stay. That because there's no money, Kwaku Abraham says, okay, I won't talk again. I won't raise my head. But every day he raises his head. It's not true. Every morning he raises his head. Because he wants to tell you that I am due. So find a solution for me. But your problem is that I don't have money. The reason is that you have thrown away the knowledge of God as Jehovah needs, no, Jehovah Jireh. Isaac, when you decided to marry and throughout the process of marriage, did you pay for all your bills yourself? Because see, by faith, when he said, with or without money, I'm going to marry. He invoked the presence of Jehovah Jireh in his life. And that is why he was able to go ahead and marry, have engagement, have wedding, enjoy his, a friend is a honeymoon in a hotel, three-star hotel in East Lagoon here. And do you pay for all of them? You see, this please listen, young men and young people who are here, listen carefully. Because in many of you, you are operating with the wisdom of the world. You are forgotten. You don't know that there is a name, Jehovah Jireh, who provides. See, that is a question that the boys ask. Daddy, you said there is a sacrifice you are going to make. And I see the lamp. As I see the wood, I see the fire. But where is the lamb? It's a children. You need to understand that if you are looking for all answers to your question before you marry, you can never have all the money you need before you marry. Evans, you understand what I'm saying? No, Maris, when you were going to marry, did you have everything before you married? But did you pay for all your bills? Because there is an element that you never paid. But God, the provider,
came in to help you to fulfill what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. So I want everybody to have this spirit in you that if you are going to depend on money before you do certain things in your life, then I can tell you that you are not yet started life. You have thrown Jehovah Jireh out of your life. And you are going to suffer for that. And you are going to pay a very high price. Because many of you see, even though you say you don't have money to marry or to be married, you are still having sex with yourself. You are still having sex. So you are deceiving yourself and you are bringing curses to yourself instead of believing God, Jehovah Jireh, to help you to have a right relationship and enjoy a right penis and eat. You are here, you are eating penis. It has not been paid for. You have not been paid for. They are eating you every day because of money. That's what you are under curse. Yes, I'm preaching. You are saying, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Because you see, you have thrown Jehovah Jireh out of your life. He said, the fire is here. Already you are on fire. Are you not on fire? Are you not on fire? So your fire is here. And the wood of the beautiful baby is standing in front of you. But where is the money to do that? And that is why you can't, God is not helping you because you are not invoking his presence, his hand to provide, to be part of your life. You are thinking that I don't have money. I don't have money. Some of you, you should even be building the house by now. But you say, I don't have money. So any little money you have, you waste it. But this time you should be building. But your mind is that I don't have money. You try and buy a plot of land and start buying even one block every month. Buy one block. Very soon you see that you'll be surprised, sir. In the midst of buying one block, God will send someone and say, oh, there are two blocks over here. I don't need it. Can you add it to yourself? It is when you start building, then you begin to see the goodness of God coming to add to you like that. Every one step you take, God brings two steps ahead for you. Jehovah Jireh will supply. I see you supplying. From today, may you invoke the Jehovah Jireh. Never say you are a poor person. That is why Peter said that it's not about silver and that matter. It's not about gold that matter. But I know a name. When I invoke this name, it changes the storyline. From today, Jehovah Jireh, may he supply all your needs. You see, if you don't believe in what I'm teaching you, your life will be far behind. There are many things in life we don't need money to do it. We need the knowledge of the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So if you're a young man here and God has given you a beloved, somebody you like, let's talk. If you're two of you can agree, we will support you. You'll marry free of charge. God will help you. When I was going to marry, I didn't have all my needs. I didn't have everything, but God supplied. And God supplied. Until you come to know that God is a Jireh and he supplies our needs. And I'm going to believe him to take this step. He will still be there with his provisions. See, if Abraham had not obeyed the voice of God to go and do the sacrifice, that's because he didn't have the cow. He wouldn't know that there is a cow in where God himself says to go and do the sacrifice. So he went further. The next verse, watch it. He said, God will provide. He didn't say that I'm going to provide. He said, God will provide. I know the God I'm following. He has a way to provide himself. What about you? What is your faith? And so they came to the place where God said, told them. They came to the place where God told them. You need a place where you can see that when God says, stay here and you'll be blessed. Don't go. He came and laid the wood and order and Isaac and they, he sat on the altar of the wood. And watch it. The next verse. And Abraham stretched forth his hands and took knife to slay his son. Do you think God is a wicked person for you to kill your son? But he was testing them.
And the Bible says, an angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, 12, quickly. Who is that? He said, lay not thy hand upon that young child. The word lad, it means young child, young son, a son. Okay, for now I know that thou fearest. See that thou wilt not their son, thy only son from me. Verse 13, watch. And Abraham lifted up his eyes. He lifted up his sword. And what did he see? And behold, what? A ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up a burnt offering instead of his son. Where, who was railing that sheep there? Who? You see, in your human mind, your mind is that it's not possible that in these high mountains there will be a sheep that is locked up waiting for me. But Abraham said, if God say I should go and make a sacrifice, I'm going because I know that he's Jehovah. And the next verse, watch verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. May you start experiencing Jireh in everywhere God has planned for. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. You see, I'm sure that Christianity doesn't depend upon your thinking. You must believe God for everything. If you don't know these different aspects of God and how he manifests himself and flow with him, and you are stuck to only your knowledge and your understanding, that's what I'm saying. In all your ways, just acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Don't lean on your own understanding, because when you lean on your own understanding, you can't go far in Christ. You have to learn how to lead, allow God to lead you by knowing the names that you need to invoke at any point in time. Jehovah Jireh, may he supply every need of yours. May he supply every need of yours. May he supply every need of yours. Hallelujah. Oh, I said, how many names are we talking about? 12. Oh, my time is up. It's over. I can't continue. Chikenu nanaka me pasa ba chikenu no e wo chire no ha chikenu wo chire no ha. The Lord is providing. Number 8, Jehovah Shalom. 7, Shalom, peace. The God who bring peace in our lives. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6, verse 24. You can go and read it. Jehovah, our peace. Remember, in the boat, Jesus Christ, Bible said the storm were tossed up and down. In Mark chapter 4, verse 23, going. Tossed up and down, up and down, and I didn't know what to do. The people didn't know what to do. Jesus came and said, the peace. But still, I came to speak to you that God is a God of peace. Every storm you are going through shall come to an end. He will be with you and say, peace. I see peace of God coming to your life. Don't be afraid of the storms of life, challenges of life. Jehovah Shalom is a God who brings peace. So you hear, normal Jews, that's how they greet Shalom. That's the peace. Peace. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is how God operates. May God bring you peace. That is why anytime you are doing something, you don't have peace in your spirit. It's a sign that God is not there. If you want to see God is there, you must have peace in your spirit. He leads you to still waters. If the lady who comes to your life, you don't have peace. She may be very beautiful and all, but you see that anytime the person comes around you, your spirit is not at peace. It's a sign that God hasn't approved on that person. Don't follow money. I've told you, money shouldn't be your dictating factor. Always look for the name of God to operate there. Is there peace here? Is there peace? There are some women, when you are with them, you can't, you don't think of even doing anything. They bring you joy and peace. There are some men, women, when they come to your life, hey, terrible, they are, you won't have peace. You can't even sleep. Hey, every minute they call you, and anytime they call you, some trouble. You won't have peace in your life. Hallelujah. It's a sign that Jehovah Shalom is not there. So don't force yourself and enter into that relationship when Shalom is not with you. Because as for the storms of life, you will come through. But the question is, you see, Jesus Christ was sleeping in the boat when the disciples were agitated. And the Bible said that Peter went, "Hey, Master, can I know that we are perishing?" So if Jesus was not in the boat at that time, who was he consulting to bring peace? It would have depended upon the skill that, oh, I am a strong peace. I know how this terrain, I've been there before. I know how to. Sometimes we use our former boyfriend or former girlfriend to dictate the face of our relationship of a current wife or a current person. Oh, I knew how to do this, so I know how to handle this guy also. Hey, everybody's different, though. You'll be shocked that the person is more experienced than you when they come to this. Oh, far no, far no, far. Why don't we say that? I'm going to be. You think you are smart. He's smarter. The only thing that will help you to sail through it is that there should be Jehovah Shalom in the midst of the boat of your journey of life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time. If I don't continue this, maybe in the future when the time comes. But I preach a particular message on first service. I want you to, everyone to go and listen to that. It's different from this. It's different from this. Do you understand? The Lord bless us. Stand to your feet, everybody. Let's close. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Pray and ask God that these names that you have got to know should help you to serve God. You see, Bible says, and they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. As you have come to know God and his different names, may you be stronger and stronger. And may you do exploits based upon the different names God has shown you who he is. May he manifest himself in all these names. All these names. May God manifest himself to you. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray and say, God, thank you for your word. I receive every word you have spoken to me. You are Elohim, El Shaddai. You are Jehovah. I am that I am. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, we receive you as the Lord of peace. May your peace guide us. May your presence go with us. Oh Lord, where there is no peace, save us from there. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from dangers. Oh Lord, let your peace guide me. Your presence, the name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run unto and they are safe. As I run into the name Elohim, may I see your creative power manifesting. As I enter into the name El Shaddai, may every delay in my life, O Lord, may you cause new things to appear. Oh, as I see you as Jehovah, let me experience, O Lord, Your covenant keeping. The Lord who knows how to rescue your people from oppressions and set them free to a promised land. Oh, yes, Lord. Help me to know. Help me to know. Help me to know that you are Jehovah Nissi. Oh, my banner of victory. My banner of victory. My banner of victory. In all circumstances, I see myself as victorious because Jehovah Nissi is with me. I will win every battle of my life. I will survive. I will triumph. I will succeed. I will recover. You shall be my victory. You are my victory. You are my victory. You are my victory, Lord. You are my victory. You are Shalom. You are my peace. You are Jireh. You are my provider. Provide, O Lord. Provide my needs. Provide, provide, provide. Provide all our needs. Provide land for us to build your church, Lord. Provide money to build your church, Lord. Provide us, oh Lord, your own land. Your own land. Your own land. The Lord will provide for us a land to build his church. A land to build his church. Jehovah Jireh. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to pray for and invoke the power of the name Jireh. How many know that we need a lot of things from God? God should supply. How many feel God should supply something? As we are, see, we are in 31st of July. We have 5 months to go. These names that we have learned, if truly God is these names, then if he can manifest, if God can manifest even one of his name in your life, your whole destiny can change. So I want us to pray with understand. Maybe everybody have a special, maybe you need an Elohim, nobody, but I feel that else, what do you call Jehovah Jireh there, Jack. Jireh there. We need power. We need power. He should provide. Because I know some of you want to really, really marry. But the provision is where your challenge is. So God should help you and provide the help and the support. And I want us to pray for this. You know, the stability of this church is in the acquisition of our own land. You see, because once you hire somebody's house, anybody, the person can sack you. And if we are sacked from here, it means that the church has ended. We can't gather, we can't flow, we can't enjoy these teachings we are receiving. So I want guys to pray that God should give us a land in this area. How many know God can provide? God will provide a land. What that we need, a land of our own. See, we said that when the people of Israel were coming out of captivity, God himself said that I have to give you your own land. Otherwise, the nation cannot be built. No nation is built without the land. And no church is established without the land. And I want us to lift our voices and cry for Jehovah Jireh to provide for us a land. A land. A Jiringa not here. We need a land. A land to build God his church. To enjoy the fellowship. There is nothing more blessed to have our own land. Our own land. Our own land. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. Ask Abraham by faith. Believe you to give him a lamb for your own sacrifice. A lamb for your own sacrifice. So give us a land for your own church. For your own church. For a place to gather your people. For a place to bless your people. A place you can speak to your people. Oh Lord, provide for us a land, a land, a land to build your church, a whole land for your own house, for your own church. Provide a land, a land, a land, a land. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. You are Elohim. You can create new ground for your children to possess the land. Oh Lord, remember your covenant to Abraham, your friend, that you give his children land. Land, land. Give us our own land. Our own land. Our own land. Provide for yourself a land to build your church. Oh Lord. Thank you,
Jesus, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you that you are Elohim. El Shaddai. Eisha Asher Eisha. You are Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Jireh. You know how to provide.
You know how to provide.
You have a mysterious hands that is able to bring a lamp for the sacrifice for your own glory. There is nothing so blessed than to have a land to build your church where permanently your people can seek your face, where we will gather in your presence and come and hear these kind of words, these kind of teachings. It takes you, O Lord, and the establishment of your people. When the people of Israel were coming out of captivity, all that you gave to them was land. There were land the Amorites were staying, but you sacked them. Gigishad were there, you sacked them. Jebusite were there, you sacked them. Oh, other nations were there. All that you did was that you sacked them so that your people could be established. And so we are here, Lord, on the journey to our lands. Lord, show us your own land. Release for us your own land. Whoever is sitting on your land, suck the person, Lord, by your almighty hand. Suck them now. Command your angels to fight them, Lord, and cause them to move out of their land so that your people could be established on the land and build your church and exalt your name and sing your praises. We want to be in a place where we can shout, where we can scream, where we can dance, where we can play all instruments for your glory and for your honor. Where generation after generation, we shall be dead and gone, but they will come and worship you because it's a land you acquired for yourself. Oh Lord, Jehovah Jireh provides by your own supernatural way a land for your church. And we know that if as you supply us the land, you will supply all of us our needs. Oh, as we enter the month of August until December, we want to see Jehovah Jireh. We want to see Elohim at work. We want to see El Shaddai at work. We want to see Jehovah at work. We want to see Eisha, Asher, Eisha moving in the midst of your people. Oh, I want to see Jehovah Nissi. May we raise banners of celebration. Oh, Lord, we count on you and the power of your name to see wonders. The acts from today, may we manifest the acts of apostles. The acts of apostles. Through the names we know, may we experience the acts. We give you the glory. Holy Spirit, we thank you for teaching us and bringing such deep revelations unto us. We know we are changed forever through this knowledge. And thank you. In Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen. Every head bow, every eye closed. Maybe somebody invited you, but you don't know Christ as your Savior. Today, God wants you to enter into his kingdom so that he can manifest himself in these names to you. Every head bow, every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Somebody invited you to church. You don't know Christ. But God wants to bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come to me. Lift up your right hand. Come to me. If your hand is lifted up, come forward. I want to pray with you. Come. Sisters, come. If you want to give your life to Christ, come today. Come to Christ. Don't feel shy at all. Don't look at anybody. Just come. You are entering into a new kingdom. The Lord bless you. Say this at home. Say, Lord Jesus, I rededicate my life to you. Please have mercy upon me of all my sins of past and give me a new spirit that will be a righteous God to you. I want to be righteous in your sight. Help me to be a righteous person. I want to be a child of God and I want to be a favorite child of God. So let your spirit come to me and help me to love you, to serve you, and to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to experience the wonders of your names. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.